weekend and two nights during the week, then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Now, if it was just a temperature of 31, which it is right now out at the airport, that'd be one thing. But it's the 13-mile-an-hour wind, Jack. 13-mile-an-hour wind that's making it feel like 19 outside. So we actually went up in the temperature department 3 degrees in the last hour, but the wind is still blowing too much. Sunshine, breezy, cold today with a high temperature in the mid-40s. North winds at 10 to 15 will add insult to injury. Very cold again tonight, overnight low 23. High tomorrow in the low 50s, lots of sun. We'll be in the mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers late Thursday. Showers likely by Thursday night into Friday. Maybe the rumble of thunder. At least half the day Friday before we clear out for the weekend. Sunshine with temperatures back in the 50s. Boy, the 50s start to sound really good now,
yeah,
right?
Do. It sounds fantastic.
You know, like, get out the shorts. But as far as it's gonna feel tropical.
You know, Rich, I don't want to pry too much, but I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear long johns?
Do I wear long johns?
Long underwear?
I do. When I was a little boy, mom bought long johns, and we'd walk
with the flap in the back.
No.
I've never had those.
See, we walked to school. I was a walker in below zero wind chill. Way below
zero. Was it uphill both ways?
No, but it was in snow, though.
I believe it was
tough. Yeah, it's up in Ohio, folks. But, hey, you know what? On this date, a little history thing.
Mm-hmm.
On this date, 35 years ago, it was before you were 0 degrees, and I covered it. I was covering it on TV, but I was 6 at the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, zero.
I mean,
Montgomery,
you were.
Wind chill factor of minus 15 and snow flurries on this date here in Montgomery, Alabama, 0 degrees.
People don't know this. You were a precocious young man.
I've been weather guy ever since I was old enough to talk.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, listen. Isn't he Mr. GQ today?
Absolutely.
Mr. GQ.
Big deal, folks, is I cut off all my hair, like all the inches.
But what you're wearing, though, it's not just a hair thing.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
It's like Jack's jealous. He's giving me this look.
No, I'm happy for you.
But you just classed up this radio program.
Well, that's what I'm going for, Rich. That's what I'm going for.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
See you too.
Bye, Bailey.
She's ready for.
I can see from where I'm sitting, folks, is the tail.
Wagon.
Fluffy tail going back and forth.
Bye, Richard. Yeah.
News and Views will begin in mere moments, folks. First, let's tell you about our hourly sponsor here for News and Views, Dan Black Studios. They do it all over there when it comes to video services, so they can do video editing or photograph editing. Say you have a bunch of raw video or photographs already shot and you want to put it together in a nice package or presentation, Dan Black Studios can do that for you. They can also do from the ground up video production. So whether you're looking to make a TV commercial, looking to make an online branding video, maybe a training video for your employees at your place of business, they do it all. Website design even. And of course, like we always tell you, Dan Black Studios will take those old stacks of home videotapes that are collecting dust in your cabinet or sitting up on your shelf, and they'll bring it into the digital future. Take those analog memories, and bring it into the digital future. 40% off, 40% off for all News and Views listeners until the end of January on all videotape to DVD transfers. You just have to be sure to tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off videotape to DVD transfers. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Be sure to check him out, and again, tell him you're a News and Views listener. News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Coming up in mere moments.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 8 Alabama sheriffs and police groups announced an endorsement of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate Monday. They say they believe in Sessions because as a senator, he fought for funding for law enforcement programs. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery will meet today. The committee will hear from the Parks and Recreation Director about proposed funding if the tax is implemented. The committee previously met with the city's police and fire chiefs. And a local church is providing winter coats for the homeless community thanks to a major donation. Thanks to the donation from Jim Massey Cleaners, 450 coats will be handed out at River City United Methodist Church's fourth Saturday outreach event. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. Jack, would you do the honors? Would you ask me something?
How you darn, Joe?
I'm darn all right.
The best of Neil Diamond. I didn't know there was a best of Neil Diamond.
How dare you, sir? Really? Seriously?
You didn't want any Cracklin' Rosie or Sweet Caroline?
No, I wanted Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. So,
how dare you?
For suggesting there is not enough great songs in Neil's catalog. Anyway, good to see you, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. There are a lot of ways to begin today, Jack.
I know.
A lot of ways to begin. But first, let's say 272-9228. That is the number, 272-9228, that you need to call if you would like to talk to Jack Campbell or Joey Clark. And there are a lot of ways to begin. I looked over the city council, like what's on the docket, what's on the schedule for them, I believe tonight. They're going to say a prayer, as they usually do. And then it's really a lot of boring crap. Practical, important crap, but boring. Like, this person gets a business license. This person gets your liquor license revoked, but we're going to let this person sell the liquor now. And it's a bunch of, you know, housekeeping, not anything real big in front of the city council this evening. So let's go more national. We could jump right into impeachment.
Well, speaking of national, Doug Jones has a 41% approval rating, which is a pretty steady for him. And then I see where Jeff Sessions attacked him for the impeachment. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. He hadn't even voted yet.
Yeah.
You know, because some national pundits are predicting that he could go either way.
I think he's going to do the Democrats' dirty work.
What's Joe Manchin going to do?
I think Manchin's more of a wild card than Doug. No, if Senator Jones, I put it more like 70-30. Like 30% chance he'll vote against convicting the president. That's kind of how I see him operating. If they don't need the votes, they know they're going to lose anyway. It's very possible Doug, Senator Jones might go with, hey, let's acquit the president.
Yeah.
But he's got to play it safe, because if he really angers a lot of Democrats here in the state, I mean, there goes the election. But I don't think he has really good chances anyway, whether it's Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville, or Bradley Byrne, which, in my opinion, are the top three. And I think that's a lot of different polling and showing that. So we'll see.
All these Washington insiders are supporting Jeff Sessions. I just don't understand it. Except to say they're not big Trump people.
Senator AG Jeff Sessions was on Dan's show yesterday in studio, sitting in the chair that you swiveled over to the other side of this desk. And he was only on for 30 minutes, but he seems a little more lively, like he's in campaign mode. So I have to give him credit there. The first time I saw him after, that year or two of being quiet, doing little dinners here or there, I was like, yeah, he needs to pick it up a little bit. And he did. He seemed a little more on top of it yesterday. Appreciated talking to him. But
yesterday was Monday. I'm sorry. Anyway.
You okay, John?
I've hurt my back.
And yeah.
I'm in misery. But
I'm sorry.
Nothing that a little drugs won't cure, like Motrin or something.
We could get like a big Swede to give you a massage or something.
No, I don't need anybody touching me.
Okay. 272-9228. 272-9228. But McConnell last night revealed the rules of the Senate trial. I also, as I was sipping on a stout beer, a good coffee-based beer, I was reading the president's defense team legal brief they had to file with the Senate. And it essentially lays out the argument they're going to give in person. And it's fantastic, especially the first part of it. And you see Alan Dershowitz's fingerprints all over it. It is a brilliant constitutional argument. And by the way, since they brought Dershowitz on the team, people are going nuts. And I'll have to find the clip, but Dershowitz was on.
I know, they're already trying to discredit him, and he's brilliant.
And he goes right into the fray. He was on with Anderson Cooper, the Silver Surfer of late-night news television, and Jeffrey Toobin. And Dershowitz was just giving it to him. He's like, and I'm not going to come on here and continue with this discussion if I'm just going to have two bullies interrupting me every time I try to make a point. And they're both like, oh, we're not bullies. It's just great TV. Dershowitz knows what he's doing there, and I think the Trump and the Trump team picking Dershowitz to give the constitutional argument and to give, he's almost acting like he did with the OJ trial, that he's not talking about the details and the specifics of so-called evidence or lack thereof. He's talking about just the legal procedures, in this case, the constitutional procedures. And if you read just in the legal brief they filed yesterday, their constitutional argument, it is so good. It is fantastic.
Yeah, and Schumer's bitching about how, and Senator McConnell released this in the wee hours so people didn't have a chance to look at it. And I thought, kind of reminiscence of the Obamacare bill.
Right.
Remember, we had to pass it to see what was in it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I love this double standard, the damn Democrats.
Oh, they're quoting, though, like Lawrence Tribe, the Democrats' favorite lawyer from Harvard.
He's a jackass.
But they're using Jerry Nadler, Jer Bear, Lawrence Tribe, Schumer, all these guys' language they used in the 98 Clinton impeachment, mm-hmm. they're using their own words against them in the official arguments they're going to make starting. Well, I think the House managers go this week, and then next week will be the president's defense team. And it's going to be long. I mean, it's 24 hours of an argument against the president, 24 hours of an argument for the president, I think 24 hours for questions from the senators. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Jack, I think the president's best defense is just let the Democrats keep talking. It doesn't help them. They are over the top. And all this moaning, you know, wailing and gnashing of teeth over, we need witnesses. I mean, the facts are uncontested, and we have a slam dunk case, so much evidence piled up that the president should be impeached, but we still need more witnesses. Well, which is it, you dopes?
Shelby made some asinine statement over the weekend.
Or Shelby?
Yes. Yeah. You know, well, he, you know, basically saying, well, he probably shouldn't have done it, but it's politics or something like that. It's done all the time. You know, I just didn't think his defense was ardent enough.
But. Yeah, that's actually the layers of this defense by the Trump team. It's first the constitutional one. There's no impeachable offenses. And this breaks with the process done by the House and what they've presented in the actual articles are not impeachable offenses and break with all sorts of good constitutional traditions. Then they go to, even with this rigged process and not meeting constitutional muster, the evidence isn't there. And even if you do say, this is the third tranche, even if you do say the evidence isn't there, there wasn't anything wrong with it. So it's like ready to go. And here's one of the most fascinating points in this legal brief, is they say that when you need 67 senators to convict and remove a president, when 67 senators vote to convict somebody, they need to vote on the same exact story and offense. And the argument the Trump team's going to make is that the Democrats did such a, excuse me, pardon me, piss poor job of putting together these articles that they don't have the exact same story. It's more grab bag, a la carte of, well, this was wrong, this was wrong, this was wrong, and put it together, and now you have something close to impeachment. But it's really, it could be 67 senators voting to, it won't happen, to convict the president, but they're going to have different reasons for voting to convict him, which doesn't meet constitutional standards. And I love that argument that y'all did such a crappy job, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, that just procedurally you're done. So I love this. I love this so much. Just reading it last night over that beer made me smile. And I'm ready for it. I kind of like the theater and the over-the-top presentation, though I think the Senate is designed to bore people to death.
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell isn't exactly he's a stem winder.
He's the perfect representation of the Senate.
Yes.
Leverage? What do you mean leverage, Nancy? Like, if you want me to eat a crap sandwich, you can keep that crap sandwich. Not like I'm have any eagerness to eat that crap. So, impeachment's ongoing. But then also what's ongoing is presidential politics on the Democratic side of the aisle. And here is a breaking news headline, because I hate myself, I sign up for the New York Times breaking news bulletins. And this broke this morning, Jack. I'll just read the headline directly from my email inbox. Breaking news. Hillary Clinton criticized Bernie Sanders in a documentary saying, quote unquote, nobody likes him, and declining to commit to supporting him if he is the nominee. You know, for somebody who's this close, who did win the popular vote, but that doesn't matter. It's kind of like, you know, the Electoral College is what matters. But somebody who won the popular vote by 3 million votes, who was this close to being the first female president, she is really a big Richard. Like, what an a-hole. Throwing Bernie Sanders under the bus once again.
Well, that certainly she's not going to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, who are you going with, Hill Dog? Rodham? And also, does her coming, I guess it works with people on that side of the aisle. That's just so foreign to me. I can understand the appeal of Bernie Sanders, though I think he's wrong on a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. I can understand the appeal of a lot of folks on the Democratic side of the aisle, but I do not understand Hillary Clinton's appeal. I just don't get it. I'm sure there are supporters out there, like I said, millions voted for her. I just do not understand it. But for her to wade into presidential politics, wade indeed, And to come in and say, well, Bernie, nobody likes him. Here's another quote from this piece. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. This is in a forthcoming four-part series set to premiere, at Sundance. Get the champagne and the popcorn. Sundance. It'll air on Hulu beginning March 6th. Oh, perfect timing. Right around Super Tuesday. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him, says Hillary Clinton of Bernie Sanders. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. It's
That's funny.
I'm trying to read this without laughing, folks. It's all just baloney, and I feel so bad that people got sucked into it. Man, Hillary Clinton is a Richard. I wish I could just say the real thing, what I mean. But you know what I mean, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, Jeff, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, Jeff.
How you doing?
Hey, Jack. I had a great thought, and it just came to me. I want you to imagine Nadler with a top hat, a monocle, a long, one of those cigar holders, in a tux. Mm-hmm. And who would he remind you of?
The Monopoly Man?
Either that or the Penguin.
Yeah.
I think the Penguin, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there for your discussion. Enjoying it. Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate it, Jeff. 272-9228. It's like I said at the end of last week, Jack. We should enjoy this impeachment trial. And like I don't expect everybody to read. I didn't read the whole 117 pages, but I read a good 60 of them. A lot of the summary of their arguments. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, I'm looking forward to question time for the senators. Because there's been all this talk. We need to call Adam Schiff. We need to call all these folks that were involved. Well, if you read the president's defense team's legal brief, part of their argument is that Adam Schiff is indeed a fact witness. And Adam Schiff has yet to explain his relationship with the whistleblower. So the Trump team, folks, is not holding back. All this stuff we've been talking about now for, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
As we've hit every little part in this saga and we've made the arguments, the Trump team hasn't forgotten any of it. It's all going to be presented by people who are very good at this stuff.
Can he refuse to testify?
Schiff? Yeah. No, he's going to be there as the guy presenting the case for the House, and senators are able to ask him questions. And I guess he could go, I'm not answering that. But that won't look very good at all.
No, it won't.
Won't look good at all indeed. So, you know, bring it on. Bring it on. This is going to be a lot of fun going forward. And, yeah, it is a big circus. It's a bunch of nonsense right now. But that's what election season's all about. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell right after this quick break.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Wire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Wire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
84417.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Hey, you know, people got to eat lunch. You know?
Ah, yes.
And a good place to go, if you're kind of considering what to do, is Yellowhammer Restaurant at 7725 Averett Drive off of Taylor Road between Vaughn and Hempstead. It's a little turn at the Billingsley Place sign. Go down, go through the stop sign, and the strip center where Yellowhammer Restaurant is on the right. They are open at 6 a.m. every morning and serve until 2 p.m. 7 days a week. Now, they were closed yesterday for the holiday, but anyway, it's a great place to eat. They have a super meat and three in addition to their regular menu, which features hamburgers, salads, wings, and sandwiches. Today's menu, hamburger steak, chicken and dumplings, fried or smothered pork chop, mashed potatoes and gravy, rice and gravy, fried okra, green beans, cream corn, field peas, speckled butter beans, and sweet potato casserole. Sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds really good. I wonder if they let you do a fried pork chop and smother it.
Well, that's generally how they make smothered pork chop.
Okay, but it's fried and smothered.
Well, yeah, what they do is they, you know, I don't know. I mean, what usually smothered, they fry it, and then they put it in a skillet with gravy, and it, it's pretty good. Anyway, that's Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive. Also, consider them if you are, once you go out there and eat it, you're going to really like it. If you're looking for someone to cater a party, give them a call and talk to them while you're out there, and they'll show you their catering menu, which works for a lot of office parties and things like that. That's Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive, off of Taylor Road.
So I just turned it over to Fox News, and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the whole lot of them are now complaining about the process. Once again, they're complaining about the process.
Let me tell you, the Senate didn't tell the House how to run the hearings, and the House ought to keep its damn mouth shut and let the Senate do their business.
So I'm going to take this live, and how about we mock them relentlessly?
Tonight, we received for the first time the text of the McConnell resolution that will govern the trial. And we could see why this resolution was kept from us and from the American people. This is nothing like the process that was used in the Clinton trial. To begin with, and this is, I think, most indicative, in the Clinton trial, both Senate leadership worked out a bipartisan proposal for how the trial would be conducted. That obviously has not happened here. Senator McConnell did not consult at all with Senator Schumer on the contents of this text. I would imagine that Senator Schumer only got to see it probably around the same time that we did in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this was kept hidden is that it does not prescribe a process for a fair trial. And the American people desperately want to believe that the Senate will give both the President and the House of Representatives a fair trial. This resembles nothing like the Clinton proceeding.
Okay.
For the first point...
Wait, did your process in the House resemble the Clinton proceedings?
I don't believe it even came close.
And by the way, Adam, you're talking about not wanting people to see things. You still have not released the deposition that you did in the bowels of the Capitol in your super secret bunker with the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community. All 18, well, 17 of the 18 depositions done in that super secret bunker, they've been released. One still has not been released.
His.
That Inspector General. And the reason is because how this whole thing started is very fishy, shiffy, if you will. So continue, Adam, continue. By the way, a lot of your evidence is hearsay.
In the Clinton case, if you're truly following the Clinton precedent,
right,
all of the documents were provided before the trial, more than 90,000 of them. Does this resolution provide for the president to provide the documents before the trial? No, it does not. It leaves that question of whether the House will ever see these documents, whether the American people will ever see these documents, to the end and only the end, with no guarantee that this material will ever be shown to the House or to the American people. That is a profound departure from the Clinton trial.
Mm-hmm.
Without the documents, you can't make important judgments about even which witnesses should be called or what questions should be asked of the witnesses when you do. So that is a profound departure from the Clinton precedent.
So what he's upset about, folks, is, and this is unprecedented, the House Judiciary Committee is usually the committee that does impeachment. Instead, in this case, the House
Intelligence Committee,
conducted all of this, and the Judiciary just accepted the Intelligence Committee's report as factual, and we're not going to mark it up. It's all true. And so now Schiff, I believe, is upset that all the stuff he's collected in his own rigged way is not just going to be presented to the Senate as though it is completely true in the report of record. It's not, Adam. The Senate's going to do what they want. And for them to come out preemptively like this says to me, folks, I don't know what it says to you, Jack, but it says to me that they know they're going to lose and lose badly. So they're going to try their damnedest to say this isn't fair. And by the way, what fair means in politics today is getting what I want. That's what fair is. Man, they're ugly. Oh, I know that's not an intelligent thing to say, but I'm not trying to be intelligent. Look at that ugly bunch.
I know, they all have scowls on their face.
Man, that woman has a massive forehead. Anyway, let's go back to the tape.
On the subject of witnesses, it is also a deep departure from Clinton, where all of the witnesses testified before the Senate trial. The issue in the Clinton trial was not whether they would testify. They had testified already. They had been interviewed already some dozens of times. The question in the Clinton trial was, will they be recalled? Will they be required to testify again? And that question was answered in the affirmative. Here, though, if we're following the Clinton precedent, all of these witnesses should testify, should be deposed before the trial begins, not after the trial is over. So this is not at all the model used in the Clinton case as well.
Right.
This resolution even goes so far, another departure from the Clinton precedent, to say they're not even going to admit the evidence that was received in the House.
Right, because it's crap. It's not evidence. It's hearsay, Adam.
This testimony will actually be part of the record. And finally, they are compressing the time of the trial. Whereas the Clinton trial, managers had 6 hours a day to present over a course of days. They're now presenting that we double the amount of time each day so that the proceedings can conceivably go well into the night when, apparently, Senator McConnell hopes the American people will not be watching.
Okay, sure.
This is not a process for a fair trial. This is the process for a rigged trial. This is the process if you do not want the American people to see the evidence. This is a process you use if you want to, hand in hand, working in concert with the president, allow the president to continue to obstruct the Congress and deny the truth to the American people.
Okay, Adam, it's all right. You'll be able to present all your rigged crap evidence through the media, like you've been doing for the last few months.
Yeah, what's not rigged about meeting in secret in the basement?
Right.
Not allowing Republicans in the room.
Selectively leaking depositions, even though you were threatening censure or ethics violations against anybody else who leaked. You selectively leaked depositions or portions of them.
Yeah, we don't know who the whistleblower is or what he or she heard. We know the name.
Eric Charmelin?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Wonder if his mom cooks good Italian food.
I don't know, but if I were he, I would not be in public ever.
Yeah. No, I would love for him to testify. I think this is a good day in America, folks. I know, folks, it's solemn, it's somber, it's sad. Yeah, whatever.
I have a question, and I want our listeners to think about this. If Jeff Sessions had stood his ground and not recused, would any of this be going on? I say no.
272-9228. Ponder that question, and we'd like to hear your answer. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. After this quick break, be sure, folks, go by Yellowhammer Restaurant. That pork chop's already screaming my name.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our little Arctic chill continues today. Sunshine, still cold. High temperature up to about 46. Not as breezy today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature low to mid-20s again. Not quite as cold tomorrow, but still chilly. High 52. We're dry. Then mid-50s Thursday. Chance of a shower late in the day. Showers likely Thursday night. And the first half of the day Friday, back to sunshine over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stop playing with it.
Welcome back.
This song is dedicated to Adam Schiff.
.972-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This is News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
How you doing? I'm doing. All right. 272-9228. Look at who it is on line one. Old friend. Randall, how are you, sir?
Good morning, fellas. What? Good morning, man.
Hello, Randall.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't too sure about the answer to that. I mean, I am, but I ain't no way I can articulate it to the people out there in radio land. But I do know yesterday during that interview that Joy just mentioned, he says that there's not enough evidence. There's no evidence that this was a fake, and that the Senate's probably going to look at it a couple of weeks and say, you know, and close it, say we shouldn't even go into this because it's nothing to stand on. It was a false impeachment.
Who said that, Sessions?
Yes, sir. That's what he said. So, but before I get to the point, I called in and I made him say, I said, hey, ain't this the time? Ain't this the time to go in, find out about the 702s, about the dossier, about all the lies? And then he agreed with that, so he was back and forth. So it's almost like that he's getting pushed around, like the House leader up there, Pelosi. And that the answer to the question is, why? Where did Jeff come from? Did anybody around him say, hey, you know, take a look at Donald Trump? Or, I mean, he just all of a sudden, he was just there beside him. I mean, it's almost like he was there from the get-go, and then he brings in that dude that wrote the book about Trump. I can't think of his name, but I think he was Kevin or something like that.
No, you're talking about Cliff.
Cliff,
okay. And see, he brought him up, and then so that's two strikes on him right there. And so what you're saying is it looked like he was put in place to do this. And it's almost like they, you know, want to stir up a fight. And then when Joy brought this to a point the other day, y'all showed, you know, that was a setup. That what Bernie Sanders saying a woman couldn't win was a year ago. And this was a setup on TV to get them fighting, to take each other out, and then them stick Hillary Clinton and be the savior. The government come take everybody to follow us. It looks like where we're headed. But to answer your question, I mean, we know, but how can we articulate it to the people to get them to understand what we're going through and where we need to hold hands and how we can beat this?
Let me make this statement, and this is pretty bold because I'm going to make a lot of people mad when I say this. Vote for Jeff Sessions at your own peril.
How dare you?
Thank you. You know what you're getting, and he's on there. And now he's stopped that phony ad where he's putting on the hat, the Trump hat. Mm. Now you see Trump in the background and a Trump sign. It's very subtle, but the implication is I support the president. Well, by God, when you had the biggest chance to support the president, you did not do so. You turned your back on him. You let career insiders at the Justice Department throw you around like you were some dumbass, and this whole job was over your head from the get-go. And if it was, he shouldn't have taken it. And if he took it, he should have stood by the man that put him where he was, and he didn't do it.
Well, and Randall, to your point in question from yesterday and today about impeachment and what they're going to bring up in this impeachment trial, it's not either or. It's going to be several layers of argument, starting with the constitutional arguments. That means the president should quickly be acquitted because it doesn't meet constitutional standard, this impeachment process. Then it'll move to more the rigged process and the motivations of Democrats. Like I said, I just read a lot of this legal brief that had to file last night, and that gets into the Russia hoax. It gets into a lot of the history and motivation of the Democrats and what's gone on. Are we going to get into every nook and cranny of what to do with the FISA court in this impeachment process? No. But in the brief I read last night, they bring up the Horowitz report. They tell the whole story. Then they'll get to the actual argument against, was the phone call a perfect call, or Trump trying to, you know, get a foreign power to intervene for his personal political benefit. And so it's several layers of argument that will go forth. And don't expect everything to be solved through the impeachment trial, but it'll be a nice platform, stage for this history to be presented and where Republicans may go.
I'll be telling you, it's a win for me if we get past that first point you just said. If we get past that, this is that's why I've been, that's the part that's been hurt, you know, on my mind, is that they're going to come up with this, like, against John. It's unconstitutional what y'all are doing, and this, we're not even going to go no further. And then, but the news is not going to report that. Only we going to know that. The people listen to you. But everybody else that we, you know, man, we're trying to hook hands and save this country with, they're going to be fed that Trump's in there with his vote, and they're covering it up again. Well, and, that's all they're going to know.
And, Randall, we do the best we can with the nincompoopery, but, you know, they're going to live their own lives. But I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Randall. 272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, I tend to agree with what Randall's saying. What he's getting at, folks, is I don't think Republicans should just say, oh, this doesn't meet constitutional standards, let's just get rid of it right now. I think there is something to presenting the whole argument, not just about the perfect call, but about the last 3 years and what Democrats have been up to, including the Steele dossier, the Russia hoax, the abuse of the FISA process, all that stuff, I think is worth bringing up. Because it really does lay out where we are and what people like Adam Schiff were up to for the last few years. I think there's something to actually laying out the facts. Will the American people, all the American people, listen? Hell no. It's not what Americans do. We're too busy enjoying our own lives. But for political junkies like myself and like Jack here and so many of you who listen, we'll know and spread the word. Spread the word.
Well, I'm sorry I'm so rough on Sessions because... You know, the old Jack Campbell line, I like Jeff, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do as a person, and...
I've actually grown to like him more as a person, just kind of getting to know him and how he works over the years. I talked him off air yesterday. I'm more of a libertarian, but I'm nice about it. I've learned to be nice about it, depending on the day. And so, you know, I'm more getting along with him, but to me, the recusal is a big deal. And folks like yourself, Jack, and many others out there in Alabama who will be voting in this primary in March are very concerned and haven't quite been satisfied, if it's even possible to satisfy them, with Jeff Sessions' answer on this subject. But, I mean, there are other arguments, too. You could say, hey, Jeff, you had 2 decades up there, and we appreciate it, but we're going to go with a different option here. And it really does, folks, seem to be shaking out to be Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville, Bradley Byrne are your top three. But I suspect, Jack, because of Roy Moore still being in the race, that there will certainly be a runoff.
I don't think anybody can win this outright.
Yeah, and I think if Roy Moore wasn't in the race, somebody might be able to pull it outright. But I think because there are so many people in this primary, there will be a runoff. And my guess, if I had to guess right now, would be Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions in that runoff. Though Bradley Byrne's pushing hard.
Yeah, he's pushing hard, and he's doing a good job.
He really is. I've been impressed with his ads. I've been impressed with, I talked to somebody who's been up in the Birmingham area recently, saying there are Bradley signs everywhere. You know, signs don't necessarily mean you're going to get elected, but it's showing he's making a good effort and a good push. And we'll actually have Bradley Byrne in studio on these airwaves, I believe, next week. Yeah, next week. It should be a lot of fun. 272-9228. Let's quickly go to the phone, see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
Y'all talked with Senator Sessions a time or two lately.
I talked to him yesterday on the Dan Moore show. But
he called here about a month ago, and we really didn't talk Senate race. He was calling to talk about
Big John,
the shooting of the sheriff.
Okay, well, look, I have one question. Has anybody asked him about his appointment of John Huber?
John Huber?
Yeah.
No,
guy out in Utah.
Right.
Yeah. Huber was supposed to be looking into process crimes, like having to do with the Hillary Clinton server email investigation.
And that's the extent of it?
Pretty much, I believe. I mean, there could be something a U.S. attorney finds. We don't know. They've got a new lead. Okay. But that was, I think, the reasoning for
process.
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, and more had to do, did the FBI do anything wrong in how they handled that case? And I saw some media reports the other day that said, oh, Hillary's been cleared, but I haven't seen anything official, like from actually the DOJ or U.S. Attorney's Office, so I'll wait. My guess, though, Jack, is Hillary Clinton, she's slippery, man.
Slippery?
She ain't going to jail anytime soon.
She's slick as Al Doo-Doo.
272-9228. You can't say stuff like that, Jack. It makes me giggle too much. This one, once again, goes out to Adam Schiff. More news and views after this quick break.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Children behave. That's what they say. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
And watch how you play.
Joey Clark here.
Jack Campbell here. How you doing?
All right. And a little bit of time here before the end of the first hour. Again, folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 40% off for News and Views listeners on all videotape to DVD transfers. Again, that's 40% off until the end of January for all News and Views listeners. 40% off. Videotape to DVD transfers. Take advantage of that. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor of this hour of the program. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Now, I ran across this little article. It's from TechSpot, Jack, that Joe Biden, you know, you'd think with this impeachment trial keeping Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and so many others in the Senate, where they can't campaign in upcoming Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire, all these places, that Joe Biden, it's his for the taking.
Well, I heard a pundit, I'm trying to remember whether it was an interview on NPR or it was something on Fox News that asked Chris Wallace. The suggestion was that with the Bernie fight with Elizabeth Warren and, you know, that Biden has the best chance in Iowa, and then if he goes on and wins in New Hampshire, he's certain to win South Carolina, because right, they predicted that all along. But I sure as hell don't think it's a shoe-in for him.
No, and he keeps saying crap like this. This is like, talk about just really getting rid of the younger person vote. Joe Biden said, video game developers are little creeps who make titles that teach you how to kill. You're not an artist protected by the First Amendment or privacy concerns. You're a little creep that teaches people how to kill. You know, there's always been a generational gap when it comes to video games. And I'm not the biggest gamer in the world. But really, Joe Biden, what's wrong with this country is big video game developers. And, you know, honestly, I'm tired, whether it's the president, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden, I'm tired of all these politicians standing up there who really, most of them, hadn't created anything in their damn life, with maybe the exception of Trump, standing up there going, you need to provide more jobs, Microsoft and Apple and all. Like, who the hell are you, asshats? All you're good at is taking other people's money and destroying people's lives. That's what you're good at.
Yeah, and making it's hard for private business to stay in business.
As well as misleading millions of Americans that if you just give me more power, then your life will be better. Bullcrap. Excuse me, pardon me. But I don't think that's a winning strategy, Joe. Good luck stringing together a sentence.
Well, he's worrying about people killing. He sure as hell doesn't worry about people stealing.
What's the D word? Dotage?
When you dote over somebody, or when you're old, you're in your dotage.
Yeah.
That's him.
We'll have the first president in his dotage if Biden wins. I mean, we've had a lot of old presidents, but Biden really fits that word.
He's crusty.